to go over. Oh, whoops. I'd like to go over quickly how you can be influential during the federal budget process. So how can you change the trend of federal funding for our sciences? First of all, you have to answer a couple simple but important questions. These include, why are you important? When do you act and how do you get involved? So that's the basic outline of the presentation that I'll be giving today. So to answer the first question, why you? Simply, you vote. And no matter what your political orientation may be, or if you have no political orientation at all, you still are a constituent in a district or in a state. And therefore, because you have the opportunity to vote, your congressional delegation will be interested in what you have to say. Or it will at least give you some time to present your information. Hopefully we'll tell you how to present it in a clear and concise manner. So, you can contribute to the doubling of science funding. You are a scientific constituent, and you have scientific expertise which is unique among all the sciences that typically go up on the Hill or in the district offices to meet with their delegations. Because you have a knowledge of regional issues that are unique among this facet. These issues involve environmental issues, agronomic issues, nutrient management issues, cropping systems issues. And you understand the importance of these issues and their applicability to social problems. Finally, you can also communicate your science. And you can communicate science better than anyone else can because you know it so well. And as a constituent, you're the only person who can create a relationship with your congressional delegation. You are the only person who has the power to start this process off. So how do you change the trend? The next question is, when do you act? And the answer to that is, you act within the federal budget process. And this process really has two steps. The first step is the executive budget process. The federal budget process occurs over a total of 18 months, and for the first half of that 18 months, the president and the offices of the president create the executive budget. During the second half of that 18 months, the congressional budget and appropriations process occurs. And this, for the purposes of this presentation, this is what we're going to talk about the most, because this is where you can be most influential as a constituent. So Carl and I put together a quick outline of the Congressional Budget and Appropriations process. You see here that the year is 2008, but the fiscal year is really 2009. And this is because Congress and the President always work, the President works 2 years ahead and the Congress works a year ahead of the actual fiscal appropriations year. So, okay. The first step in the process is that the first Monday in February, the President will release his detailed fiscal year 2009 budget to Congress. Then, during the springtime, in early spring, the House and Senate will complete their budget resolutions or budget blueprints. During that time, the House Appropriations Committees and the Senate Appropriations Committees are really working to identify their priorities, and ultimately the House during the springtime to mid or to the beginning of the summer, the House will complete its 13 fiscal year appropriations bills and send them to the Senate. This 13 is because there's 13 subcommittees for the Appropriations Committee in the House. From July until September 30th, the Senate will complete its 12 appropriation appropriations bills. Once the House and the Senate have both completed their appropriate bills, then they will send them to a conference committee, and the conference committees will reconcile the differences. Once the conference committee has reconciled the differences, they will then be sent to the president for either for him to sign or to veto them. And if Congress doesn't achieve all these goals or these steps, then they will pass a continuing resolution on October 1st and maintain the status quo of fiscal year appropriations for 2008. So what you really need to take away from this whole big schematic is that there are really two places where constituent scientists can be influential in this process. And those are during the House and the Senate appropriations process. These processes are highly influenced by meetings that occur between January and March and during August recess, when the Congress has returned to their state or their district to hear more from their constituents. And these two areas, typically, Carl and I will conduct visits in Washington, D.C. between January and March, and then also from August and September, depending on how Congress goes through the schedule. But the real idea that you should take away from this is that you're able to make a district visit in August. And otherwise, if you want to come to D.C. from January through March, we can coordinate with you and have you fly in and organize that. So now that you have a real basic understanding of when you can act, let's move on to how you can get involved. The real way that you can get involved is to coordinate any activity that you do with our office. You can use letters, faxes, calls, but the easiest and most effective way is to really respond to the action alerts that our office puts out, because they're timely and they're worded appropriately so that the staff members for your congressional delegation can look at them quickly, tally them, and then put them on then increase their importance in the group of issues that they're working in. So the Science Policy Action Center is one of those areas on the web. It's on our homepage, where you can find out more information about how you can take action via email action. Over on this right side, you can see a space where you can look up your delegation. And down on the bottom here is some recent action alerts that we've done. By far the most effective way to create a relationship with your congressional delegation is to develop a relationship by making a visit. And like I said, it's very useful for you to make a visit during August or make some DC visits from January until March. So in conclusion, we are here to serve you. We have a plethora of knowledge about, we work in DC, so we understand, we have our thumb on the pulse, and you can use any of these resources to contact us.